Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Thanksgiving is around the corner, and for many of us, it's going to be a holiday season to remember. Maybe you're traveling across the country to meet with some cousins you haven't seen in a while, or finally reuniting with grandparents or grandchildren. Whatever your plans, I hope you're able to spend some quality time with the ones you care about. That's the most important thing. But with COVID still around, I also know many of you are wondering how to spend time with friends and family as safe as possible. So on today's episode, I'm going to share a few tips to make your Thanksgiving a little safer. And then we're going to get to my favorite part of Thanksgiving, the food. I'm going to share a secret family recipe for the holidays and invite you into my kitchen so my daughters and I can teach you how to prepare it. So settle in and prepare to get cozy. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent, and it's time to start chasing life.
So you can buy one of these for about $20, and it has two tests inside. So let me show you this.
If you've taken an at-home COVID test in the past year or so, you're probably familiar with this process.
So there's a swab, so about a half to three-quarters of an inch in each nostril, five big circles. Okay, I've just swabbed myself, and then take off this adhesive, shut it, and now we wait. Testing. It's still one of the best tools that we have. You know, I don't think that we talk about them enough. I don't think we think about them enough. But keep in mind, let's say you're vaccinated, but still want to make sure you're not potentially carrying the virus, which can happen. What you can do is you can take a rapid antigen test that can tell you fairly accurately the answer to the question you're really asking. Are you contagious? That's what you really want to know. And one like this can be bought over the counter for about $20. For a pack of two. Now, I will tell you, it's probably important to plan ahead, order them online so you have them for the holidays.
So while we wait for the test results, there are a few other brief tips I want to share.
Vaccines. We talk about this a lot. It's an obvious one. The more vaccinated people there are, the better overall. Look, nothing is perfect, but the vaccines are really, really good. They're effective. Remember, vaccinated people are 8 times less likely to get infected and 11 times less likely to die, according to the CDC. So you get vaccinated to protect yourself, but also to protect your family members. One more thing, ventilation. It's also something important to think about at these gatherings. We know that this virus spreads through the air. It's airborne. So the more that you can get the air moving, the better. In fact, the way to think about it is think of the virus kind of like smoke. If there is smoke outdoors, you're going to be less likely to breathe it in, right? But indoors, if you have that same smoke, it's going to increase the chances of those particles getting breathed in. But even cracking a window a little bit can help. Masks are also still essential in staying safe. Remember, there's still a lot of virus out there. The type of mask also matters. An N95 or KN95 offer the best protection, which is especially important, again, as you may be spending time with people who are at higher risk. Masks are going to be important in public spaces as well, since, you know, when you go to a public space, you don't know the vaccination status or infection status of those around you. That might be especially important if the level of transmission in your community is high. And by the way, that's something you can easily check on the CDC's website, almost like checking the weather. Is it going to rain? How much virus is in the area? It's important to check that out.
Now, let's check back in on my COVID test.
Okay, here's my test result. Take a look there. Two lines means positive. One line negative. I only have one line. I don't have COVID. So between this test result and me being fully vaccinated, I already feel a lot safer. I think the key is to remember to have an open conversation with those you want to spend time with over the holidays. Have that conversation now. Let them know your concerns, what it might take to make you and your family feel safer, and basically go from there. All right, now to the fun stuff, the eating and the drinking. After the break, I'm going to share a secret family recipe that's guaranteed to warm up your holiday. Now back to Chasing Life. The recipe I'm about to show you is a pretty simple one, but one that's also really special to me personally, and great for cozy family get-togethers.
Every good Indian household, anywhere in the world, has lots of tea.
Today, we're going to be making my mother's recipe for chai tea. I asked two of my daughters, Sky and Soleil, to help assist in the kitchen.
So what this tea, as I was telling you, was a chai that Dada and Dadi grew up with, and they taught me how to make it when I was tiny, 6 or 7 years old, and I would make them tea. I'd make them chai.
At 6 or 7?
Well, maybe a little bit older. Stories get embellished over the years. But anyways, I'd make them chai, and it was like a very proper way to do it, all these different ingredients. And it was special. Nobody really drank chai back then. Now it's everywhere. You've had chai at the Starbucks or something?
Yes, probably.
Probably, yeah. Now you get to make your own.
First step, we get all the spices together.
All right, so you got, what do you got?
1 teaspoon of
ginger.
Diced ginger. What's next?
The
cardamom.
Or cardamom.
Here, open up one of those seeds and take a look. Smell it.
That smells good.
So you're gonna get a quarter teaspoon of that.
So
grind it up. This really brings up memories of childhood, period, you know. This is just one of those things that becomes so associated with your own childhood. But it was interesting to go back with my mom to Pakistan and India and to sort of see where she learned the traditions in the first place. That was kind of interesting, because I know how I learned it, but how did the person who taught me learn it? And we ended up having a lot of chai. And slightly different in Pakistan and India, which is interesting as well. So this tea that we're drinking today is really her own creation in some ways, mixing together all these different parts of her life and her world. All right, what do you think's next?
Boil water, put them in.
Mix them together.
Nope.
In boiling water.
In the boiling water, all right.
Okay.
So this is 4 cups.
We add all those spices to a pot of water on the stove.
All right, so bring it down to a simmer. And you're gonna add the tea.
How many bags should we add?
You're gonna do 3 bags.
Any kind of black tea will do, your choice. In our house, we've used everything from Lipton to Red Label to lesser known brands. While the tea simmers, we slowly stir in the milk.
Don't spill it.
Nice. It's always that beautiful change of color. And that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of pretty. Yeah, kind of when you do that, kind of squeeze the tea bags a little bit, make sure you get some of that tea is actually getting into the beverage. And make it stir along the bottom because there should be some of that that just needs to be brought into the tea. Does it feel nice and smooth?
Yeah, it does.
Good. And we're going to let that slowly come to a boil once more, and then we'll be ready.
So now we have the water simmering with the tea bags, all the spices, the milk, and then my favorite part.
So 3 teaspoons of brown sugar, and I got to tell you, it's pretty magical because it turns into this like kind of molasses-like sweetener. And it's pretty hard to replicate that taste. But nowadays, not everybody wants sugar. People can add it on their own if they want, or they can use other sweeteners. You want to add it?
Yeah.
we should do.
Got it.
You know what? It's special. We'll have a little brown sugar today.
Then you stir it all together and let it steep for a couple more minutes. Once that's done, you take out the tea bags, strain out the spices, and then start sipping.
Okay, who's gonna pour?
You guess.
You ready?
Yeah. Oh!
Spilled a little bit.
A little.
All right, you guys wanna try this? Smell it first. And let it sort of settle you down, ground you. Smells good, right?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
It's good.
Hot.
This is kind of nice. We're gonna do this more often, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good little moment. And see, when you make the chai, you have to go through the whole process of making it, which is kind of fun to do together. And then you drink it. And then while you're drinking it, you chat. And then you feel settled. But 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Every day? Twice a day?
We have school.
All right, we'll do it as often as we can. Twice a day.
Making chai tea with my daughters really took me back to my childhood and all the good times I had drinking it with my parents. I hope some of you will try this recipe for yourselves. Trust me. It's delicious. It's even good for you. Remember what Dr. Uma Naidu told us last week? Spices like ginger and cardamom can actually help promote brain health. Who doesn't want that? So have a healthy and happy holiday this week. We'll be back Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Chasing Life is a production of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is executive producer. Zoe Saunders is the senior producer. Our podcast is produced by Rachel Cohn, Jordan Gasparre, Audrey Horwitz, Paige Sutherland, and Grace Walker. Our production assistant is Allison Park. Our intern is Eduardo Ocampo. Our medical writer, Andrea Kane. Tommy Bazarian is our engineer. And a special thanks to Ben Tinker and Amanda Seely of CNN Health, as well as Ashley Lusk, Rafina Ahmad, Courtney Coop, and Daniel Cantor from CNN Audio.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.